Live updates: Trump holds Indiana rally with Mike Pence. By Tony Lee on November 2, 2018. President Donald Trump will hold a Friday evening rally in Indiana with Vice President Mike Pence for Republican Senate candidate Mike Braun. Braun has a slight lead in the polls as he seeks to unseat incumbent Senator Joe Donnelly, DN. Trump tweeted earlier in the day that former Indiana basketball coach Bobby the General Knight will also be at the rally. Trump, who held a rally in West Virginia hours before, will hold 7 more rallies before election night. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 8:23 p.m., Trump says he needs a Republican House and Senate to continue the greatest movement in the history of the country. He is asking support from Americans of every background, race, etc. so he can deliver on hope, opportunity, and justice. He asks the people of Indiana to send a message to Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi and the Radical Democrats by voting for Mike Braun. 8:22 p.m., Trump promises the toughest ever sanctions on the brutal Iranian regime. 8:18 p.m., Trump says his administration has performed a lot better than the promises they made. He talks about his proposal to lower prescription drug prices. 8:12 p.m., Trump continues to hammer Democrats for being weak on illegal immigration and tough on ICE. He says a blue wave would equal a crime wave while a red wave equals jobs and security. Trump says Democrats want to turn America into a sanctuary city while Republicans believe America should be a sanctuary for citizens. Trump says border security is also a women's issue because they want criminals thrown in jail or thrown the hell out of our country. 8:06 p.m., Trump introduces Braun, who says never in his wildest dreams did he think he would be on a stage with the President of the United States, the VP, and Bobby Knight. Braun says Donnelly sounds like the tired help who takes all of Schumer's marching orders. He says let's make him the fired help. 8:02 p.m., Trump mocks Feinstein for denying that she leaked and says it's no surprise that Donnelly will campaign this weekend with Barack H. Obama. He mocks Obama's small crowd sizes at his rallies. Trump praises Melania and says it's not easy being First Lady when married to him. 8 p.m., Trump mocks ineffective Sleepy Joe Donnelly and says nobody was abused as much as Kavanaugh. He accuses Donnelly of sponsoring Dianne Feinstein's open borders bill. 7:55 p.m., Knight says it takes great defense to win national championships. He says Trump has been a great defender of the United States of America. 7:50 p.m., Trump now reading Knight's credentials last undefeated season, 3 national titles, etc. He says Indiana hasn't done that well after Knight left but says they now have a great coach. Pittsburgh native former Dayton coach Archie Miller, brother of Arizona's Sean. 7:45 p.m., Trump getting ready to introduce Bobby Knight. He is telling the story of how Knight cold-called Trump and urged him to run for president. No talk yet about mid-range jump shots and the art of the ball fake to get basketball players in what Chick Hearn called the popcorn machine. Trump now proudly talks about having never left center stage during the presidential debates. 7:40 p.m., Trump says Democrats want caravan after caravan to flood across the country and believes Democrats have overplayed their hand on the issue. I think they overplayed their hands on this one, folks, Trump says. Between Justice Kavanaugh and the caravans, you people are energized. 7:36 p.m., Trump looks forward to debating one of the lefties about the economy in 2020. He predicts we're going to win that debate. He says it's about time, we are rebuilding our country after years of rebuilding others as the crowd chants USA. USA. Trump talks about another 10% tax cut for the middle class. He says America is booming and thriving under Republican leadership and winning like never before because we are finally putting America first. Crowd boos crying Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the legendary Maxine Waters. Trump says they want to raise your taxes, restore regulations, shut down your steel mill, and take away your real health care while using socialism to turn America into Venezuela while totally opening borders. He asks how they like how that sounds. Come on in. 7:32 p.m., Trump thanks Indiana for Pence. A beaming Trump asks, by the way, how were those jobs numbers today? How were they? Trump predicts Hoosiers will send Braun to the United States Senate in 4 days so we can keep making America great again. Trump says this election will decide whether Republicans build on prosperity they've unleashed or radical Democrats take a giant wrecking ball to everything they've accomplished. He says America's top economy is way ahead of schedule. Trump says it turns out he was underestimating what his administration would for the economy. 7:30 p.m., Pence introduces Trump to a raucous crowd. 7:19 p.m., Pence appears on stage first. He tells the crowd that they are 4 days away from great victories all across America when Republicans send majorities in Congress back to Washington. "I am here today because I stand with President Donald Trump," Pence says, adding that he and Trump stand shoulder to shoulder with Braun. "And the results have been huge," he says after talking about the jobs report and the USMCA trade deals. "America is back. And we're just getting started, Indiana." Pence says it's important to send Braun to the Senate and it is time to say no to Joe. He says if Republican voters turn out, the blue wave is going to hit a red wall. 7:10 p.m., Trump has arrived and is expected on stage soon.